Chapter 4. A Beautiful Customer. For 3 months, everything was normal. Then, one day in April, an unusual customer came into the shop. The new customer was a very beautiful woman. She was wearing expensive clothes and arrived in a large car. "Is this the corner shop?" the woman asked. She looked round and seemed a little surprised. "Yes," replied Anna. "This is the corner shop. It's the only shop in the village."
"I'm looking for Mr. Slayton, the owner of the shop," said the woman.
"I think he's upstairs," said Anna. "I'll go and get him. Does he know your name?"
"Yes, I think so," was the reply. "Tell him..." The woman stopped. "Tell him Miss Gordon is here. Miss Greta Gordon."
Anna was amazed. "Are you Greta Gordon, the film star?"
"Yes, that's right." The woman smiled, but she was nervous.
"Wait a minute," said Anna. "I'll tell Mr. Slayton that you're here."
Anna ran to the bottom of the stairs and called, "Dave! Dave! There's someone to see you!"
"Who is it?" asked Dave from upstairs.
"Miss Greta Gordon," shouted Anna. "It's Greta Gordon, the film star!"
"I'm coming," he said, and he came down immediately.
"I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Gordon," he said.
"Good morning," said Greta Gordon.
She and Dave shook hands. She had beautiful hands, and she was wearing beautiful diamond rings. Anna had never seen so many diamonds before.
Miss Gordon looked round.
"Is this where you work, Mr. Slayton?" she asked. Once again she seemed nervous.
"Yes," said Dave. "It's a small place, but it's big enough for me. Please follow me, Miss Gordon."
Anna was surprised. Dave and Greta Gordon did not know each other. He did not call her Greta, and she did not call him Dave. He seemed to be in a hurry, and she seemed to be frightened. Anna watched them. Dave and Greta Gordon went to the back of the shop and into the special orders room. Greta Gordon was a special order customer. Anna thought that was very strange. She wanted to tell someone about Greta Gordon. Anna loved films. She wanted to tell Peter about the film star, but she had to stay in the shop. 10 minutes later, Greta Gordon came out of the special orders room. Dave went straight upstairs, and Greta Gordon came to the front of the shop. The film star looked terrible. She was pale. She was crying. Her eyes were red with tears.
"What's wrong?" asked Anna. "Can I help you, Miss Gordon?"
"No, thanks. I'm all right," said Greta Gordon.
"Do you want to sit down?" said Anna.
She got a chair, and the film star sat down.
"Shall I get the doctor?" said Anna.
"No, no," said Greta. "Please tell no one about my visit here. Please tell no one."
Anna was disappointed. She wanted to tell everyone about Greta Gordon. She wanted to tell everyone about her famous customer.
"I want to give you something," said Greta Gordon. "Here's a photograph of me. I'll sign it."
She signed the photograph and gave it to Anna.
"Please keep this," said Greta. "And please, keep our secret. Please don't tell anyone."
"All right," said Anna. "I promise."
The film star kissed Anna. She held Anna's hands. What a beautiful woman, thought Anna. And what beautiful hands. Then Anna noticed something. The diamond rings were gone.
Chapter 5. A Page in Film News.
Dave never talked about Greta Gordon. He never talked about her visit to the corner shop. One day, Anna asked him about the film star.
"How do you know Greta Gordon?" said Anna. "Is she a friend of yours?"
"I don't want to talk about her," Dave replied. "She was a special order customer. Don't ask any more questions about her, Anna."
So Anna did not ask any more questions. She did not ask about Greta Gordon's special order, and she did not ask about the rings. Anna kept her promise.
She never told anyone about the film star.
Soon it was spring. Anna and Dave were busy. Mr. Hart brought lots of flowers to the corner shop, and Anna sold them to the tourists. There were lots of tourists that year. In May, Peter asked Anna to marry him. She said yes. They became engaged. They planned to get married in the following year. Now they needed money, so they worked hard and they saved. They were very much in love. On Saturdays, Peter played football or cricket, and Anna often went to the cinema in Lydney. He enjoyed sports, and she loved watching films. One day, Anna was reading Film News. This was a magazine about film stars. She turned the pages. There was a picture of Greta Gordon. Anna was pleased. What a surprise! Beautiful Woman was going to be a big film. And now Greta Gordon had the star part. Anna wanted to tell Peter about Greta, but she kept her promise. She did not tell anyone. But she did show Film News to Dave Slayton. "Look, Dave," she said, "here's a story about Greta Gordon. Isn't it great? She's got the big part in Beautiful Woman." Dave looked at the magazine. "Greta Gordon will star in Beautiful Woman." The star of Beautiful Woman was Joanna Lee, but Miss Lee has broken her arm. "I don't know what happened," said Miss Lee. "I was in my bedroom. I slipped and fell." "Greta Gordon will now be the star of Beautiful Woman." "I'm so lucky," Greta told us yesterday. "I've always wanted the part. I can't believe it." "I don't know anything about films," he said. "Is Greta Gordon a big star?" Anna laughed. "Big star? Yes, she is. She's terrific." Dave didn't seem interested. "I hope she's happy with her big part," was all he said. Chapter 6. A Quick Kiss. Summer tourists were arriving in Wood End. The weather was beautiful and the shop was doing well. But Anna was not very happy. She often thought about Greta Gordon's visit. Why had she come to see Dave? What had happened to the diamond rings on her fingers? There was another problem. Anna loved Peter and she was going to marry him. But she liked Dave too. Dave was older, but she liked him. All the women liked him. But Anna was very close to him all day. In the daytime, Anna was with Dave. In the evening, she was with Peter. Anna was living two lives. One life was with Dave, the other life with Peter. Then one Friday, Dave surprised Anna. "What are you doing tomorrow?" he asked her. "Would you like to spend the day with me? We can go anywhere you like. We can go in my car." "I'm sorry, Dave," said Anna, "but Peter wouldn't like it."
"Don't be silly," said Dave. "We won't go far. I'll close the shop at lunchtime, and we can go to Lydney."
Anna wanted to go with Dave, but she was worried about Peter.
"Don't worry about Peter," said Dave. "He's always busy on Saturday."
Anna thought for a moment. "All right," she said. "You take me to the best cinema and to the best restaurant, and I'll come with you."
"Of course," laughed Dave. "Anything you want, Anna."
So the next afternoon, Dave and Anna went together to Lydney. They had a good time. Dave bought Anna a new, expensive dress. Then they went to a cinema and afterwards to a restaurant. Peter played cricket that Saturday. He never knew about Anna's day with Dave. He was playing in another village and returned to Wood End very late. Dave and Anna were also very late. Dave stopped his car near the corner shop. The night was warm. "Thanks, Dave," said Anna. "It was a lovely day."
"I enjoyed it too," said Dave.
He put his arm round her shoulders and kissed her. It was a quick kiss, but for Anna, it was wonderful.